Would love to. I know this one very, very well. She's my soul sister from many dimensions and past lives, Krista Collins. She's also my partner in the 1111 event that we're doing very soon. And she's such an amazing light being. She's a psychic medium, among many other things. And actually, I work with her often to get information. She has a very clear and visual channel. And she is a transformational guide and mentor. She's also an expert in epigenetic health and an epigenetic health coach. And she really helps people to align with their highest frequency and most authentic self. She's, like I said, a gifted, clear channel. She helps, I think that she also helps people get information in their business, and really heal and guide their transformation into a whole new way of being. And she is definitely the yin to my yang. So I am just so grateful to have her in my life and to work very closely with her. And we've also been really creating around conscious co-creation and collaboration and teaching on that together. So excited to introduce my dear sister, Krista Collins, with us.
Thank you, Nicole, for that beautiful, beautiful introduction and such a thrill and a treat to be here with all of you. I mean, Nicole, you are the one that brought me to Soul Search. So I just want to extend that gratitude and Tanjila, the vision that you have for creating opportunities for us to bring our gifts to the world is just something that I'm just eternally grateful for. And same to you, Neil, as I get to know you better and just all of the initiatives that you bring and just in the spirit of collaboration of all of us, just let's just honor that and just say thank you. And to all of our audience here today for being here to support Ascension and to support the collective, but also us individually, because when we individually do our part and align with our heart, then we bring that to the all. And so with that said, I'd love to begin with just an activation today. So if you could just take a moment to breathe into your heart, let's all come together in the spirit of ascension and in the spirit of aligning with your unique and divine DNA so that you can be limitless in health, wealth, and love. That is what I'm here to bring to support others in stepping into that. So let's drop into that frequency. And if you just take a moment, to breathe into the heart, just at your own pace, just connecting with your authentic self, who you really are. And what's important in being our authenticity is to realize that, like, finding one thing about yourself today, recognizing one thing that you're grateful for about yourself. So choose that thing. Is it that you're a sincere being and you love your family? Is it that you know that you're following your path and bringing your offerings to this world? Is it the fact that you just took the time to do your meditation this morning and enjoy a cup of coffee? What are those things that are filling your cup that you're grateful for? And as you feel that, now let's expand it. Let's expand it in the DNA and just expand it times 10 and feeling it expand. And now expanding it times 100, remembering that the electromagnetic field of the heart is 10 times stronger than that of the brain. So this is from the place in which we are to create. Remembering who you are, let's ask the guides and angels, all those who work with you and through you, with me and through me, to be here now, to be in this moment of this time together today, to connect higher to our authenticity. Let's go ahead and anchor that into Mother Earth, our beautiful Gaia, our mother, dropping it down, dropping that gratitude just into her. Connecting with the crystalline core and anchoring that in, taking a breath, knowing that we are always supported by our Mother Gaia. Every single day we are here on this planet walking, breathing, even when we don't feel supported, she's supporting us. So now let's receive that gratitude from her and that support from her. Bring it back into the heart. Feeling that in the heart and then raising your directional awareness up, 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 higher and higher, lighter and lighter, brighter and brighter, calling in the angelic realm, calling in all those guides and angels that work with you and through you to be here now, to help you see today in this session, in this beautiful few minutes we have together, one higher aspect of yourself. And we thank them for being with us as we move through this time together today. So bringing that back into the heart, big breath and come back into the Zoom room. One of the things I really want to share today and that I've been called to share is a little bit about my story and stepping into my own authenticity. So there was many, many years of programming that I was born into, our societal programming, the family I was born into, which is beautiful, and everything is happening for us. There's all these lessons and there's no mistakes. It's all for us to grow and to ascend. The key is recognizing that. The key is the awareness and the consciousness around what is happening. You know, and we all have trauma. We all have things that have happened, but, you know, trauma is not what happens to us. It's what happens within us. And we have this ability, with the help of others, with the help of our teams, to transcend those things and to learn and to grow into a higher version of ourselves by learning from the experiences we've had on this planet and in this lifetime. And so for me, one of the biggest stories and my biggest trauma has been around being a workaholic, thinking that I had to work very, very hard to be successful. And I got on that hamster wheel of life and just found myself in a place where my work was everything. I was defined by it. My identity was attached to it. And there were additional layers of it as well that came in, layers of what I thought I had to look like to be successful. And so I went down this rabbit hole of, you know, working around the clock, you know, burning the candle at both ends, waking up each morning, responding, reacting to the things that were in my email without even dropping into my heart first, without even brushing my teeth, and just like, you know, reacting to life. And not only that, I had started participating in toxic beauty, you know, the Botox, the breast implants, and these things actually made me sick. And, you know, that's a whole other story that I can go into at any time. But ultimately, that what made me sick was being on that hamster wheel of life, working so much that I made myself sick, and then adding in a lot of chemicals to my body that made me even more sick. And it all came crashing down back in 2015 when I had literally a crash. I crashed my car on the way to work one day, and it woke me up. And so ever since then, I have been on this path of stepping into my authenticity and realizing that I could not continue on the way I was because my body wasn't healthy, because I wasn't living aligned with who I was really here to be. And that wasn't working. And that was a gift. That accident was a huge gift from spirit. And thankfully, I wasn't majorly injured, but it was more of a huge wake-up call. And so looking back, we can see these things that happen in our lives that are divinely placed to help us and to support us in our own ascension. And so ever since then, I have been on this path of unlearning, unprogramming myself from what I thought I had to do, what I thought I had to look like in order to be successful. And fast forward now, I have been living in my authenticity. And believe me, I still wobble sometimes. You know, we know that there is this higher way of being and showing up for ourselves and for others. And sometimes I can go back into anxiety or some depression about something, but we have these tools now and we have each other to help raise ourselves up higher. And so I don't have these peaks and valleys in my life anymore where I go up and down and depression for weeks. now it's like, I might have a bad moment, but I know how to correct that or to call my sister Nicole and just, okay, let's work through this. Let's talk about how we can support each other and to know that we aren't doing this alone anymore. And so when we tune into that energy field of 5D, this higher consciousness, you know, we unlock our life's potential for what is possible, and that it is possible to be limitless in all areas of our lives, you know, health, wealth, and love. Those are the three areas I really focus on with my clients. And, you know, if we don't have our health, we don't have anything. And for me, I was putting so much weight on my career that my health fell apart. And also, I wasn't attracting love in my life. Like, there was just all these things missing at the cost of work, of work, being a workaholic. And so now, because of my own journey and my own story, I'm so empowered to support others in this, because there are so many people that are still choosing, and again, everything is a choice, but choosing to do jobs that they don't love. Or how can they do a job and find more gratitude and joy and like show up for it in a different way? There's nothing wrong with, you know, service and a job. You know, I did several jobs in my career that weren't like my favorite in the whole world. But, you know, looking back, now I know there's ways I could have shown up in a different way, in a higher capacity, and from the place of my heart versus, you know, reacting and being in that very like 3D dense place of everything's happening to me and I'm a victim. And why can't this go right? Why can't that go right? Everything's going wrong. So that's what's so beautiful, is that we can have this awareness and then shift, and everything is that choice. And, you know, when we tie into this potential that's available, that's when all these synchronicities start happening, when all the right things start happening at the right time. And that's the magic of 5D, of choosing heaven on earth. And I'm coming to you today from Kauai. So I just loved what Lori Wheeler was just talking about, you know, the frequency here and connecting in with the Lemurian energy and connecting into the dolphins and just knowing how much this planet is supporting us in such a huge way. And so I'm just grateful for, you know, every experience that helps us grow to a higher place. One of the things I want to bring in is just our DNA in general. If we talk about health in general, one of the things that I was drawn to is epigenetics. And this is ultimately how our lifestyle affects our genetic expression. And we know that we can turn on and turn off genes, upregulate, downregulate. And it's so amazing that now we have access to our own DNA blueprint, our DNA blueprint that gives us that roadmap to everything, especially with our health, you know, the foods to align with. You know, we don't have to just pick a fad diet anymore and say, I hope this works for me. Or why did that work for that friend, but it didn't work for me? How did that person lose 40 pounds? So ultimately, when we look at our own unique DNA, we can be empowered. That simple thing, you know, a DNA report that we can look at and then have one of our coaches look at that with you, like what's going on in your life? What are your habits? And how does that correlate with what's showing up in your DNA? And so we can optimize health, and it's amazing. And it takes all the guesswork out of it. So that's one aspect. But when we talk about trauma and lessons and things, we can also look at what's being held and carried in our DNA. So we know, and science even proves it, that we carry in our DNA 7 generations past. So we are carrying the triumph of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 generations back of what our ancestors experienced. Also, their trauma is showing up. And one of the articles that has really been profound to me is that we know, and science has proven, that dependents or children of Holocaust survivors actually have higher propensity to develop high cortisol levels and PTSD, even though they were not in the Holocaust, their parents were. So this is a real thing. And part of the work that I do and the offerings that I provide to my clients is looking at what comes up, what is being held in the DNA that can be cleared, so that at this time in your life, you can say, this pattern in my family stops with me. I'm healing this now so that seven generations forward did not have to create this or have to live that or carry it. And so this is the power that we have within our DNA. And so part of what I do is when I'm in a session with a client, you know, we bring in the guides and angels, and I work with, you know, my psychic and medium abilities to bring in the ancestors to show us what needs to be cleared. And sometimes the trauma that we're carrying isn't even our own. It is something that we're carrying. And, you know, we wonder, why do I have this behavior? Like, there's nothing in my life that even in this lifetime makes sense that I would act this way or have this fear. You know, why am I so afraid of snakes? Why am I so afraid of heights? Or, you know, it might not even be this lifetime, right? So we can extrapolate from what comes through around the lineage, and then we can send healing to it. And we can do DNA activations. We can clear the gray matter, the things that keep the DNA in that two-strand expression. We know we're moving to 12-strand DNA, and that is our full potential. We don't even know the potential of what is actually accessible through our DNA because it is so powerful. So I love to speak on this topic. It's so exciting and so empowering for us to know that this expression, you know, can start with just like little health changes. You know, what am I having for lunch? You know, should I have quinoa versus pasta? All these things that we know can upregulate our own expression. But then when we also look at it from how we can activate the DNA, clear the DNA from a trauma standpoint, it's super powerful. And I'm really excited to be able to support people in aligning with their own, because when we do it individually, then it radiates out to everyone that we work with, and to everyone that we're connected to, our families, our friends. And when we change, isn't it interesting how others change around us? You know, I've had this experience in my own family. I've done so much of my healing and trauma work over the last 12 years that now it's like every relationship in my life is just so beautiful. And, you know, those that haven't been aligned, you know, fall away, and we see the alignments. And then, you know, one of the person that I really want to bring back in is my sister, Nicole, because this leads right into it, because we are in a place where now collectively, as we all make this choice to align with our DNA and to clear our trauma and understand what, you know, our wounds are and those kind of things, we can be in these conscious relationships where when stuff comes up, we face it. We don't just run away and say, I'm never going to talk to that person again. We aren't in alignment. You know, I see that a lot, I think, in the spiritual community, like, I'm not aligned with that person, I'm stepping away. Well, maybe spirit is giving you an opportunity to actually face that, because everything's a reflection. So when something comes up, I have to look at myself and say, what is coming up for me? And this person's an amazing person in my life. Like, I don't want to run away. I want to be there to actually like move through things and continue my ascension process, knowing that we are that gift to each other. So Nicole, I'm just so glad to see you here and see your smiling face. We've been through so much together, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to have you in my life and the choice for us to be in each other's lives. And one of the things that had come up for me in past jobs is just walking into management meetings and, you know, and it just coming, you know, just being afraid to even walk into the room or just dreading that staff meeting because, you know, I didn't want to be in the energy of people pointing fingers, yelling, screaming, you know, all the stuff, and just the lower energy of not fully supporting each other and being solution oriented. Why does it have to be hard? It doesn't. So one of the things that Nicole and I in conscious co-creation are doing is just bringing that higher vibration. And just like we did this activation at the beginning of my talk today, we do that every single time we go into a meeting. And, you know, we found that we had a lot of synchronicities and things in common as we became friends. And when that happened, we also saw the different things that we were aligned with in business and how we wanted to bring our offerings to the world. And so we're actually doing that. And there's things like meeting decrees. Like, I have this beautiful decree that we say before our meetings as well, that helps anchor in and helps us remember that we come from a place of kindness and love, and we work from the heart, and we choose to speak with love and gratitude and to be thoughtful about our intentions and our words and delivery, because we give power to them. And I guess the other thing too is, as we're talking about this, you know, this really is bringing heaven on earth. You know, this choice to work in co-creation and collaboration is bringing heaven on earth. So, Nicole, I'd love for you just to share just a little bit about, you know, your experience working with me in this energy. And, you know, how, when we're aligning with that DNA, when we're clearing these things, you know, now we're able to create this beautiful event coming up in 2 weeks, not even, to support others in their own ascension and in their own alignment with their authenticity. So that's what we're here to do. So share a couple of your thoughts.
Well, yeah, it's been incredible to work with you. And on my talk yesterday, I shared, I brought people through what we do, and I brought Tangela in because we also do that, you know, before every creation meeting, we bring up the energy. And so that's one thing that's been amazing with you. And we've learned that through our teacher and mentor, Rika, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, really tuning into the guides, the angels, the ancestors, all of the elementals, the devas, the fairies, the energy that we want to be in. And from that place, we create from a really powerful place. And we also create with all of those beings sharing their information with us. So it's so powerful. And I just want to speak into, we also, it's real. Like, you and I have been through a lot. Like, we've had moments where stuff has come up and we've been able to hold space for each other to work through our inner child wounds, our sister wounds, like our healing, you know, things come up where, you know, I have one of my core wounds is the feeling of abandonment, which has shown up a couple times in my life from childhood, but also from my boyfriend, Mark, passing away 12 years ago. And so I have this thing that sometimes comes up of like, oh my God, we're having a conflict. She's going to leave. And so that's been something that we've worked through. And then for you, it was something different. Like, Nicole's so crazy and spontaneous and wild. I'm going to outshine me. It's like, oh my gosh, sister, you are so bright and shiny and poised and beautiful. And we've both been able to really recognize our own gifts and strengths and see them as assets and step out of the energy of competition and really be in true collaboration and true cheering each other on as the goddesses and creators that we are. I think that's been something that's really come through this, is when you're seeing your sister or your friend or your, you know, companion or your partner or anyone you're working with, if you're seeing them shining and in their highest alignment, giving their gifts, it's to go into, wow, that's so amazing. Like, to really go into the energy of cheering them on and knowing that as they're doing that, that's actually a representation of you also being able to do the same for yourself through your own lens of expression, through your own magical alchemy. There's no one, we are snowflakes as we are, you know, all one. We are also these beautiful snowflakes of divinity that are just like a fingerprint. So it's the yes and, I think, is that it's also come through with us. It's not the either or the this, but it's the yes and also. What about you, Krista?
Absolutely. And I think that that's what's just so beautiful about this is that we get to navigate this. And no, we're not perfect, but we are choosing this realm. Like, heaven on earth is a choice. And it's a realm that's available for all. And when we choose that, we get to face these things that come up from a different perspective and actually live that and be that example too. Because I think for me, some of my greatest teachers I've seen be the example, living that life, doing these things. And it's really fun to actually just do it and just say, okay, I'm going to hold that vibration with my sister, Nicole, you know, and just be authentic in it and real and vulnerable. And sometimes it's not easy. And I've had people leave my life because it wasn't easy. But I'm here for it all. And I'm here to have my highest expression in this lifetime, be forefront, knowing that in every moment I choose the highest choice. And even when it's not easy, yeah. You know, being in Kauai without you is not easy. we had this choice. Yeah, we had this choice for both of us to be here. And one of us decided to stay in Sedona, Nicole, and I'm here. So this is the other thing too. It's all quantum, right? So so when we think about the quantum of this, there's a lot of logistics with putting on an event that Nicole and I are doing, boots on the ground, like the rentals, the venue, the, you know, with the invitations, all the stuff. But there's also the frequency we need to bring. So there's this part of being in the 5D that's like, you know, there's a lot we still have to do, but I don't want to have to do. And so what we get to choose in this, though, is that if we are limitless, then the doing isn't hard anymore. It's a choice that we're bringing this frequency. We're bringing an event that helps people anchor in and imprint heaven on earth. So the doing doesn't have to be from that place of, oh, we're on that hamster wheel and there's all this stuff. Like, we can choose to do it from that place. We're in the heart. Okay, we get to do all these things that are going to support this event. But at the same time, because it's all quantum, you know, I'm here anchoring in this frequency as well, and then sending it to Nicole. And it was so cool yesterday too, with our coach, Rika, we brought in all those in our coaching program who weren't here. And so they were there with us. You know, they weren't there in the physical, but they were all there. And so to me, that's the multidimensionality of like how Nicole and I are navigating this event, mm-hmm. is seeing it from the energetics and seeing it from that higher perspective. And then also with all of the to-do lists that we have, doing it from that place of, like, we're limitless. This is the frequency we're bringing. It's not like, oh my God, I have to wake up and do all this stuff today. It's more of like, wow, like, I'm on this planet at this time to create heaven on earth and to live that and to be that example to others. So that's just the gift. And, you know, I know we still wobble, like, it's not always that easy, but it's like, we're also human having this experience and doing our best to live that and be in integrity with what it is that we want to bring through this upcoming event. So Nicole, I know you're going to put the link in for anyone to register. We do have some coupon codes for everyone that's part of the Portal to Ascension and the Soul Search family here who came into the summit. So we'd love to see you all there. We also have a live stream. So if you want to anchor and imprint this, the live stream is going to be available as well. And of course, you can always message me or Nicole for that information. So thank you, Nicole.
Because you had the list of all the people.
Yes. Yesterday. I do. That's what's so exciting too. You know, again, in the spirit of collaboration, you know, all the people that I've met through Soul Search and through you, Nicole, that we are all going to be collaborating with at this event in Sedona and Cottonwood, Arizona. We have Brandon Strabala. We have Laura Quirk, who's going to be on in a little while. Incredible healer doing group and live healings at this event. She's helped people miraculously heal cancer. And I'm here with her in Kauai. So the energy she's going to bring to this offering that she's going to bring to the summit today is going to be amazing. We also have Scott Katamas, the Awakening World and the Global Peace Tribe. We were just part of his retreat last week in collaboration as well. We have Deva, we have India, Melissa Fike, Suzanne Ross, Lisa McCardle, and Tanjila. She'll be there as well. Raquel Spring and Isaac Mars. So I think that's everyone that's been part of the summit. But like, just think about all those people coming together in a live event and how we're really going to raise that roof of that event center and really imprint this frequency and open those gates to what's possible for humanity. So excited about that.
Yeah. And something that's come through, like my guidance has come in recently about the event, is that it's an act. Every single person that's there is their light leadership is being mm-hmm. activated. Like these, some of you guys were there when Joan spoke yesterday, and what came through Joan was that we were here to bring these 333 souls together so that they can all activate and bring this to the people that they're also souls that they're in allegiance to bring the movement of heaven on mm-hmm. earth around the globe. So this is actually what Spirit showed me was the tip of the arrow, mm-hmm. like the gates are opening, and that this is like the tip of the arrow. And so there's so much that's coming in and through, and yeah, it's going to be amazing. So excited. And yeah, it's going to be an awesome event.
It will. So thank you, Nicole. And thank you for putting it in the chat. And I think I just have a few more minutes here. I want to just go back. I know I opened with a little bit about my story, but you know, in the spirit of being relatable and the spirit of just being my human self. I want to share this. And, you know, for many years, I know I've been a psychic medium, you know, since I was in high school, and I was really in the closet about my gift for many years. And when I had my awakening in 2012, all of that changed. And I just want to speak to stepping into that alignment, you know, because we're all here with beautiful spiritual gifts. They're all unique. They're all different. They're our own unique DNA blueprint of what we are here to be and our purpose. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people on the planet that are, you know, still just unsure of what that purpose is. And that's what I love to support people in, is aligning with your authentic self so that you can be who you're here to be and have that clarity and that, you know, discernment around what exactly you're here to be and to do and to offer to the world, you know, that's unique for every single person. And just my own journey, I just love to talk about even the last, I don't know, the last 2 years or even the last 6 months is really being in a state of trust and surrender, that life is flowing and coming to me. It's happening for me in such a huge way. And one of the dreams that I've had my entire life was to live in Southern California, which I did move there in 2012. And then the last 2 years I had the beautiful, beautiful gift of living on the beach in Laguna Beach and just thought I had arrived. You know, I'm living where I want to live. I had this beautiful ocean view and could walk everywhere. And one of the things that happened for me was that in May, I received over about 4 days, 3 signs that that chapter was closed. And I thought, what? I don't want to go anywhere, right? But when you're in that state, when you are aligned with your authenticity, you know, these messages become very clear. And I was called to leave, release 90% of my belongings. And I moved back with my family in North Dakota for the summer. And I got to spend quality time with my parents, my grandparents, my sweet nephew, and aunts and uncles, and all these people that I have not, you know, connected with in a long time. And, you know, the old me would have really judged that, like, what is happening? You know, I don't want to go back here. I don't want to live in the country, all this stuff. But instead, I just found the gift in every single day. And now there was another shift about 3 weeks ago where I knew I was going to be leaving for winter. So I spent some time in Sedona. I spent some time now in Kauai, and I know I'll be back in Southern California this winter. And of course, I'll be with Sister Nicole and so many of our amazing presenters here at the 1111 Gates of Heaven event. And so what I'm remembering now, what Spirit has been bringing through, is that home is in our heart. And it doesn't matter where I lay down my head at night, that when I am so connected into myself and know that all these external things don't matter, but that what matters is my own connection to myself, my authenticity, that it's all beautiful and that it's all happening for me, and to be in that flow. And, you know, and you know, when people ask me, well, where are you going to be next month? I don't know. And I'm not saying everyone needs to go out and do the, you know, the nomad sort of lifestyle, but that's what I've been called to right now. And to be in that trust has been a beautiful gift. So I just want to end with that, because that's actually a true life example of when you're aligned with your authenticity, how you can do that, how you can be just in that flow and surrender and still in your heart and just be able to know that everything is aligning in the perfect way. And I feel just emotional speaking about it, because it's taken me a long time to get to this place, but it's possible for everyone to live in that and to not control and to, you know, make plans all the time, but to just allow life to work out the way it is. And that's exactly what Nicole and I have experienced with the 1111 Gates of Heaven event too, is that we saw this vision come through back in March, and just to allow it to come to fruition, the people to align with it that are supposed to align. There's been certain people that have stepped away from the events. There's been, you know, us trusting that all of our needs will be met to cover all the expenses so that we can create this incredible, incredible opportunity and experience for our attendees. So It's been beautiful to be here. Thank you, Nicole, Tanjila, and Neil. It's been such a treat, and look forward to more collaboration as we continue with our relationship and all that's to come.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Krista. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just want to say, I appreciate your energy, the way you communicate and the way like just words come from you, just so unique. And I've just received your vibration, everything you have to share, but really glad I had an opportunity to just like hear you for the last 30 minutes and get to know you a little more. So I'm excited for all the collaborations that will come in the future.
Yes, Neil. Great. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. And thank you, Krista, for also just bravely sharing your story with all of us and everyone watching. Again, you know, it's a time of transition for all of us. And just to hear what you have gone through and what you continue to go through, it's always inspiring. And thank you for being a part of our soul family as well. We love having you here with us.
Yes. And she does, Neil, you're right. She has like a crystalline frequency just listening to her. And I feel the same way. I always love it. You just exude poise and this beautiful angelic vibration. So thank you. I love you, sister.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. This is Neil, founder of Portal to Ascension, and just closing out this podcast here and letting you know that what you're experiencing are all types of presentations that we have on Portal to Ascension. Such a wide variety, different audio clips from conferences that we do, and then other interviews that we have also on our YouTube. And I want to take this moment here at the end and just talk to you about a few upcoming things with Portal to Ascension. We're really excited because 2023, we're really blasting off, and we have a few conferences. We have Portal to Ascension San Diego, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We have Portal to Ascension Glastonbury in the UK. Hope to see some of you there. That's August 11th, 12th, and 13th of next year, and then or 2023 if you're listening to it now. And then we're also taking a tour of people to Egypt, guys, and we're going to go from September 7th. We're going to have the Hertex with us, JJ and Desiree Hertex, what you might have experienced on our channel. Joan of Angels is going to be with us, and also Alan Steinfeld. And actually, I have Joan of Angels here with me right now, so I'm going to just hand it over to her and get your input, Joan, on what we're going to be experiencing, your excitement, and all of that.
So this is a critical time in our history on the planet, and 2023 is this reawakening of our, it's just our reawakening of our spirituality and our transformation along this ascension timeline. So these events are designed to really awaken you, to really bring you to remember who you are, why you're here, your galactic origins, the power, the personal power we have within us to shift into the planet that we really want at the most optimum of potential, to align our body, mind, and spirit to get there. So these, just to be together in person, activates forgotten memories, activates light codes, activates DNA, and most of all, activates your happiness cells, because the joy in coming together is just extraordinary. So we invite you to come and be with us in any of these events around the world. And even online, we try to create that same energetics. Mm. So we love you all that we are creating a mystery school that goes around the planet and off planet.
Exactly, yes. And just a few websites for you. So firstly, of course, the main website, portaltoascension.org. We'll have everything there. You can sign up and get 1,000 plus, well, it's over 3,000 at this point, hours of free conscious content, you know, like a streaming platform where you can browse and all that. And then ascensionconference.com for Portal to Ascension San Diego, ascensionglastonbury.com for the Glastonbury Conference. And then the Egypt tour is going to be on Portal to Ascension, or is on portaltoascension.org as well. Yeah, so some beautiful, amazing experiences. We're really blasting off. It's time to get exponential. You know, we've been exponential, but now the exponential curve is even going even higher because it's really time for us to remember who we are, tap in our true potential, and make some change on Earth that's better for creates betterment for everybody, right? And that's why we're doing what we do. That's why this podcast exists. So excited to see you guys there. AscensionConference.com and Portal to Ascension. Joan, any closing words?
Ascension Glastonbury. Yeah, we're all taking off together. This is the time for which we've been called, loves. Can't wait to see you there.
Love you all.
During these extraordinary times, are you seeking friends and collaborators, like-minded, brilliant, beautiful souls who want to be a part of creating the new earth? Here is the answer. Welcome to Soul Search. Soul Search is the high-frequency global online destination for spirituality and consciousness. This is a multidimensional community for spiritual seekers, healers, teachers, and guides for the global awakening. With Soul Search, the spiritual seeker can easily search for and connect with healing modalities, spiritual teachings, practices, and practitioners. Within the Soul Search community, you can join groups or take courses for your spiritual journey. With Soul Search, you are part of an inclusive, growing global community for consciousness. For spiritually conscious practitioners, Soul Search connects you to a global audience seeking your services. Post client reviews, articles, videos, photos, and audio. You can create secure and private online communities for your groups and clients. Be a part of an awakening community for spirituality where you can collaborate and connect with practitioners and seekers. Whether you are a spiritual seeker, healer, or just curious, join soulsearch.io today.